Good morning, Rabboisai! Lidish Masimi Mirosi Rusmas Mordechai, sponsored by the Saka family in honor of the Yortzeit of Ahia Bat Shmuel Becky Saka, which is on the 22nd of Elul. May Neshama have an Aliyah. Becky's our relative, my wife's cousin. Yeah, my wife's cousin. Not the one that was Nifter, Chas Shalom. The one, she's named after this woman. Yisrael Moisha and Shani Weinreb, in honor of our son, Yehuda Weinreb's bar mitzvah today. Mazel Tov. Manchester. MDY participants, in honor of Rabbi Bernard David. Rosh Chabura, MDY Manchester, in anticipation of the MDY Manchester Siyum. Oh! So Manchester is going to have a Siyum Be'ezir Hashem. For Fur Shlema, for Yehuda Ben Rachel, close friend of Murad Nakash, main sponsor for the Beitza campaign. There's a bunch of sponsors, actually. And just the other day, somebody sponsored $5,000 anonymously and $2,500 anonymously. But there's still room. He's the main sponsor. This is a lago. And any money that's left over will go to the next Masech and the next, the kids are. So talking about the Siyumim, I have five RSVPs here. We have our Siyum here in RBS, Wednesday evening, September 1st, just a few days from now. Location, Prushim Hall, which is next door. It's the brand new hall. 8 p.m. Mayriv, followed by Suda Siyum and entertainment. Men and women are invited. RSVP by right after Slichas. We just informed Oilam. It's really for women too? Good thing my wife is not going to be there. Please use, my wife just flew back to America. Please use the link below to help us gauge which night will work best. This is the Miami Siyum. They're looking for some involvement. So Miami wants to do a Siyum. And now we have Toronto Siyum. Wednesday evening, September 1st. Location, Ari Blau's house. I don't know if I should say the address. Who is that? Ari Blau. Why, you want to go there? You're going to be in Toronto? We might have a guy there. Okay, be in touch. There's going to be a viewing of the Shir, the last half of Sukkah, followed by our own Hadron and Siyum. Looking forward to greeting everybody. MDY, New York, New Jersey area Siyum, Thursday, September 2nd. Location, YCQ, Yeshiva of Central Queens, free parking premises. Mincha at 7:30, followed by the Siyum. What else? Oh, London invites the island to the Siyum. Wednesday, September 1st. The Aviv Restaurant. 7:45 p.m. till 10 p.m. All right. So everybody look up your people. Like in London, you go mdylondon@gmail.com. Great. Now. Oh, yeah, Rabboisai.
There's one in Uman on Sunday night, 8 o'clock.
Where?
At the Skin 21.
Anything less than 10 people, we don't announce. Ari Blau, hi, Rebelli. We're organizing MDY around the scene on Wednesday at his home, 113 Glen Park Avenue. The program will start with a group view of the final DAF following. Yeah, everyone's invited. Okay. Thank you to Mark Ashkenazi Shoe Enterprise for helping to get the word out. Also, I know you like pictures. So I'm attaching a picture of my 10-year-old son, Ben, and I doing the daf with Rebelli last week while backcountry camping in the interior of Algonquin Park in Ontario, Canada. We were a five-hour canoe ride from civilization and completely off the grid, no electricity. Best of all, no cell service. Doing the daf has guaranteed that no matter where we go, we are Kiveya Itim La Toiro, making Toiro a focal point of our trip. And I'm grateful to you and the MDY team for making the daf and Toiro so engaging. No way. Chicago's having a Siyum. What a shocker. I want to see this happen. Okay, this is going to... Rabboisai, we've seen... We haven't seen a bigger nest than this. 10 and up. It has to be at least 10. Yeah, they have 10. You know how many people watch this year in Chicago? Steve Jakubowski watches the shir. He wouldn't show up to a live shir. You want me to call you out? I'll call you out. My own stepbrother, Ari Kushner, watches the shir. Didn't come. Thursday, September 2nd, Beis HaKnesses Ashkenaz of Chicago. What is that? I don't know what that is. What, do I know what that is? What's Beis HaKnesses Ashkenaz? Maybe it's the wrong name. 6212 North Lincoln. That's why. It's like crazy what's going on there. They do it in the wrong place. Time, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Estimated cost, free. Wow. What is 6,600 Lincoln? Okay, so here's Ari Blau on his canoe. Next is canoe. Kaveit in La Torah. Your Talmud, Ari Blau, Toronto, Canada. Unbelievable. Here he is with his son, with a campfire. A Gemara, he slept with him a Gemara 5 hours away from civilization. And of course, can't get away from the cell phone. What else do we have here? Oh, so I don't know if you guys recall. There was a guy, I'm not going to say his name now. I said his name then, but just because he's doing a siyum with a lot of people and whatever, we're going to keep it on the lowdown. His name is Akiva. Remember F something. Oh. So he said then that it all started 44 days ago when David Zlatnik, F200, was finishing dispatching for Hatzalah at 12 a.m. in the morning. And he said his life is empty. This guy, Akiva. And he says, do the daf. And I'm like, okay, it's going to change your life. And I did it. And it's now 44 days. I haven't missed a day. I haven't learned like this ever in my life. 1 year in 11th grade, I had a Rebbe that was like, you bring Gishmak to Torah. I did not open a Gemara since 11th grade. I wake up every morning waiting to get onto YouTube. Wow, Rebbe, you changed my life. Thank you. Okay. So this was the email we read a while ago. He's back. He's back. Shkoyach. Judah is back. Unbelievable. We did miss you. And by the way, he gets up for Slichas, 4 in the morning. It's not a joke. So, Rabbi Yisai, listen to this. So this Akiva is making a Siyum for probably the very first time in his life. Maybe he made one in 11th grade. I don't know. But he hasn't made a Siyum in many, many years. He's making a Siyum now. He invited 50 of his friends. One of his friends is the guy that introduced him to the Daf, David Zlatnik. So listen to this. David Zlatnik is already purchased 30 Arsul Gemaras with the whole letter inside with the sticker, and he's coming to the Siyum prepared. He thinks he's going to recruit 30 guys. I'm just saying, here's a guy. He's a cool guy. He's a with it guy. He's a successful guy. There's no busha. You come there with 30 Gemaras. How many guys did you recruit? Everybody ask yourself, how many guys did you recruit? So I looked at the list. There's hundreds of people that signed up Baruch Hashem for Beitza. I was a little disappointed from the hundreds of people that came. It says where they came from. Yeshiva World News and Matzev and an email and this and that. I want to say maybe 15 people came from friends. It's very shvach. Each person, all you need to do, put it on your status. It doesn't even take any time. It doesn't take effort. You put it on your status. What? You got it? You did it? You're on? Who else here? Who else? Anybody?
What's the status? What is the status?
You just put it in your book or something.
I don't know
what status. All right. Mati, how many guys did you get? They keep on leaving. Okay, your partner. You talk brought some guys. I remember. It's not good for them. What? I don't know what status.
I was talking to somebody.
Listen, hold on a second. We have a mic. Hold on. You left. Okay. Yeah.
So I said, why did you leave? So he said, when I was in the shir, it was when Ellie was home, and it was a Zoom time. It was mm-hmm. much more personal. And now once you went back to the Beis Medrash,
That's it. He's done. We have to make slichas. He's right. Okay. I just want to tell you one short maisa. You asked me why it's not on my status. So one day, I started getting these phone calls from people. What's wrong with you? Like, and this was like a year and a half ago. So already his shir was pretty large. I watched a video of a firecracker, a manufacturing firecracker place in China that exploded. And it was so large, the explosion was a few blocks away that you see the whole thing, and it was coming towards the hotel. And the people videotaping were cursing in English. And somehow I watched the video, somehow it got on my status. I pushed the and it went into like all my contacts. I'm like, this is the Magachir with all the nivel peg going on. What is wrong with you? And my daughter called me, Daddy, take it off quickly. I'm like, what? Where? How? What is status? How do you take it off? Anyway, that was the first and last time.
So the way you do tshuva is by posting the right thing.
Oh. And tshuva is on mishkol, we got to put the right thing on. Okay, very good. Rabbi, here we are. Today is daf nun dalad. And we are only two lines from the bottom of nun gimel amud beis. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Whether each sound of the shofar blowing is considered its own mitzvah. So you do tkiyah, trua, tkiyah, is that one mitzvah or three? The Mishnah says that there's 48 kailos max. The most you can ever get to in any given situation is 48 kailos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he agrees this 48 kailos, but he only disagrees that it's considered 16 mitzvahs. It's 48 divided by 3 and not 48 individual mitzvahs. Now, today's daf basically is like a riddle. If you want to play the riddle, you could try. How could you possibly get to more than 48 kailos? What day of the year could you possibly get to more? And go through different scenarios and different things like that and different halachas along the way. Now, there's a halacha that Rav Kahana says, you cannot stop, you can't take a break, you can't pause between a tkiyah and a trua, veloy klum. You could breathe, that's about it, but you can't take a nice break. And that was one of the things that Menachem Atel was teaching me when I was trying to blow the shofar. And that's why he says, it's not so pasha that you did it the right way, and he's probably right. In terms of, I did the kailos too, the breathing part, probably I messed up on, I have no idea. I think he told me afterwards that there's such an issue, and I did it in one long thing. I don't know. I have no idea. Yeah, you're welcome. But we had 11 people, and that's what it was. Kiman as the hodomer of Kahana in bin tkila druva loiklum. Kiman ki Rabbi Yehuda. Kiman ki Rabbi Yehuda. Pshita. Of course, Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that it's one mitzvah. Tkia, trua tkia, is one mitzvah. So make sure you don't make a break in between. You can't take a nap in between one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. So you take it, you do a tkia, immediately a trua, and immediately a tkia, because it's one thing. If it's three separate mitzvahs, you can take a break. Do a tkiyah, go home, come back, do a trua. That's not a problem. It's different. Says the Gemara, dafnun dal adam adalf. Ma'ad the same afiluk rabbanon. Maybe when it means don't take a break, it means don't take a serious break. Or like a nap, like a spatzir. Why? Because there's a man da amar called Rabbi Yochanan who says you can take a nap in between tkiyahs. L'abugim in the Rabbi Yochanan amas shoma teisha tkiyahs b'teisha shoyz, 1 hour. If you did it in nine hours in the day, every hour one sound, that we're not going in Rabbanon, we're going in Rabbi Yehuda, that has to be, Rav Kahana means to say, it has to be in one shot without any break at all. Not a giant break and not a medium break. You can't have any break at all. If you want, you can look at Rashi, Dibra, Maskel, Tesha, Tkiyos. This is what I mentioned yesterday. It's connected to see it inside. Three lines down. What does the Torah say? What do you need to blow? Only three sounds. Two, and two. That's it. Three sounds. Another three. And another three. A total of nine koilos. That's it. So why did today do we do more? Because of the suffix that we have, what a true is. Is it a or it's okay? That's the shaila. Says the Gemara. Maybe perhaps you could take a larger break. Who told you that the ain bain tkila true means no break at all? Okay, in my veloy klum, look at the words. It says on the bottom of Dafnun Gimel Amud Beis, the last line, it says veloy klum, zero break. Rashi just says, oh, zero doesn't mean zero, zero. You're allowed to breathe, of course, you don't have to suffer, but you shouldn't take a break. Erev Shabbos Shabbatai Chachag. Oh, here we go. So we said, if it's Erev Shabbos, on Sukkos, in middle of Sukkos, Friday falls out of middle of Sukkos, there's going to be 48 sounds. So here it goes. All the charts, and I think there's 6 or 7 of them, they're very simple. The sugi is very, very easy. The top line is always the same. 21 sounds of the shofar of every day. Every day you have these same 21. Nothing changes, and therefore on all the charts, it's going to be the same. We're not going to change. What are they? Three. When they open up the gates. 9, which every single day of the year we have a tamid shel shachar, is 9. And we said, they say a certain shir, they all bow down, they blow again, they see the shir, they go bow down again, okay. And then 9 of tamid shel bein arba'im. So very simple, 9 plus 9 plus 3 equals 21. Now, remember, we had a whole sugi, Rabbi Yisai, about the Shir HaMalos. Remember, we blew a shofar on the 15 stairs of that correspond to the Tehillim, and we said, why? He said, because David HaMelech put the piece of earthenware in the ground, and the water went down 16,000 amas, then he had to pull it back up 15,000 amas. So he said 15 Tehillim. So why is it not mentioned in our Mishnah over here? We spoke about this trumpets. They go down, either they go down 5 steps or 10 steps. Remember, we had a teiku. Yeshua, Aaron Price, learned the sukkah 40 times, I think it was. A lot of times. He told me that there's only 3 teikus in sukkah, something like that. Okay, whatever. You can look it up. Teiku, is it, did they go there? But it's not mentioned in this Mishnah here. It's not in this list. Look what it says here. Erev Shabbos of sukkahs. We have 12 that have to do with the water. Shar Elyoin, Shar Tachtoin, filling up the water. Next to the Mizbeach. And then we have the Musaf of Sukkos. And because it's Erev Shabbos, we have another 6 that to tell people leave the field. That's 3, field, house, stop doing melacha. And then another 3 when Shkia comes along. Da Azakah. Okay, so that's 6 for Erev Shabbos. What's missing here from the list? Right down here. This Agabi HaMizbeach, or when they put the Arava by the Mizbeach, it should say Shir HaMalos. 3 that were, they go down the stairs, 5 stairs or 10 stairs, and they blow the shofar. Why is it not in this list? Says the Gemara, Vidwas Lamala Masir is like a Tani. Masni Samani, Rebbe Lezmi Yaakovi, because we have a Machlokes. The Sanya. Sholish Lamala Asiris. You do Lamala Asiris. According to Rebbe Lozer Yaakov, or Rabbanon, here. So, on a typical day of Sukkot, not Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos you have, yeah, you have the Musaf and the whatever. This list only has the water part. 12. 12 for Sukkot, which is Shar Elyon, Shar Tachtoin, Milui Mayim. That's 9. What is the other 3? Machloikis. According to Chachamim, it's 3 on the stairs. And according to the Yaakov, it's the 3 when you put the Arava by the Mizbeach, or by the Mizbeach. Okay. So our Mishnah goes according to Blazim Yaakov. Don't ask me a question why it doesn't mention the Shir HaMalos, is because our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Kavanoki, we always pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, not Chachamim in this case. Hoimer Lamalo, Asiris, if you hold these 3, and Hoimer Agabim Mizbeach, then he doesn't say these 3. Hoimer Agabim Mizbeach, and Hoimer Lamalo, if you say these 3, because it's a total of 12. We have a Kabbalah, whatever it is, call it Alokha Lamishim Sinai, it's going to be 12 sounds of the shofar. How you want to divide it? You divide it any way you want. Your Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, you divide it 3 by the Mizbeach. Your Chachamim, divided by the Shir HaMalos. Given the Toka, the Tichas Sha'arim, Lamal HaSiris, Lomali the Toka, oh, sorry, my time with the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the Svara behind it? So he says, look, given the Toka, the Tichas Sha'arim, you already blew from your 21, every single day you blow for opening up gates. So why do I need to blow when he's coming down the stairs? It's not a gate. Sharni Connor is a gate, but 5 stairs down, what is that? 10 stairs down, it's not a gate. It's better to do it by the Mizbeach. What do these 12 have in common? That they're all part of the Nisuch HaMayim. Now, the Mizbeach has nothing to do with it. Some say, because it's in the path of where the water is going, it's going right through the Sharani Connor down the stairs. Fine. Rashi says it has nothing to do with anything. It's just a place that we picked. 5 stairs down, another 3 tkias. Great. Rebbe Bar Chanina came from Doraim. I see Masnisim Yode. He brought a brisa with him. He asked a question. Why does it say that the sons of Aaron, they blow the trumpets? It already says it, that they're blowing. So why does it say B'chatzayisrus? So he comes up with a chiddush, which tomorrow we're going to slug up, but today we're going with him. And that is, Hu tani la vu amar la, and he explains what he's saying. In other words, if There's Shabbos Yontif. So there's two Musafim. There's the Musaf for Shabbos, and there's a Karim Musaf for Yontif. So you'd have to blow 9 for Shabbos and 9 for Yontif. The Gemara goes away from it. That's not how we pass it. But for today, that's what we're going to deal with. Musaf is 9 tkiyas for Musaf is for every type of Musaf. So now we have a kasha. What's the kasha? Erev Shabbos Shabbatoicha Chag Hoyusham Arboy Mishmoina. So that was this list right over here. That Erev Shabbos that falls out. Here we go. You see right over here. Erev Shabbos that is in the middle of Sukkot. A total of 48. Here's the problem. Ve'im Issa, if your halacha is correct, in the Mishnah it says, the most you could get to is 48. Well, guess what? I have a way to get to more than 48. How? If you are right that every carbon musaf, you have to blow 9 tkiyas, listen, Shabbos Shabbatai Chachag. Why are you doing Friday? Do Shabbos. And now you have, what do you have? Why? Very good. So he's saying it's only 51. Why? Because you have to take off. So look at this chart. The 6 of Erev Shabbos, you have to warn people to come out of the fields and out of your stores. Close the stores. Get rid of those 6. You're putting on 9 and getting rid of 6. So you only have 3 extra. 48 plus 3 equals 53. Okay. V'miso, listen, Shabbos Shabbatai Chachag. It should say Shabbos, that's in the middle of Yontif. Mishkachas L'chamshim V'chad. The Mishnah says you'll never get more than 48 tkiyas if Shabbos, not if, every Sukkot has a Shabbos in there somewhere. There's 2 Musafim, 1 for Shabbos, 1 for Sukkot, times 2 times 9, 18, plus the rest of the stuff, you have 51. On Rav Zeiros. So Rav Zeir makes a nice try, but he gets slammed right away. He says, you see this 21? The 21, you have to remove 3. And if you remove 3, you're back down to 48. Why do you have to remove this? This is not part of the avodah. It's not part of the carbon. It's to tell people, get ready, tell the Kohen to get ready. Alarm clocks are not doicha Shabbos. Part of the carbon is doicha Shabbos. So take off 3. If you take off 3, you're back down 51 minus 3, 48. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Mantana ha d'loichash l'kimcha. He's making flour. It's not even good flour. He leaves his stuff in there. It's not pure flour. First of all, there's a problem with what he's saying. 2 problems. The b'chol yom tnan. It says in our Mishnah, look at Nungim Alamed Beis. Ein poichzim esrim achas tkiyas b'migdash b'chol yom hayisham esrim achas tkiyas b'migdash. Every single day. What does every single day mean? Shabbos included. So on Shabbos they did have 3 tkiyas for sharim. It says in the Mishnah. Void, another problem. Even if you are correct that there's only 48. In other words, Shabbos and Sukkah here. These two are the same. Let's say these two are the same number. They're both 48. Shabbos, Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, they're both the same and they're 48. Guess which one you should pick? You should pick this one. Why? Because this one has 2 chidushim and this one only has 1 chidush. What are 2 chidushim? Why does our Mishnah pick this one, Erev Shabbos, that's in the middle of Sukkot? It's a lot better to bring this as an example of 48. If you're telling me that it's only 48, great, I'll roll with you. But the Mishnah should say this case, Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. Why? Listen, Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. I can learn 2 chidushim. Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. First of all, I learned this. Agabe Mizbeach, and not what? Shira Malois. So that's Chiddush number 1. Which, by the way, you also have over here. Same Chiddush. But the second Chiddush you don't have. Mishamiz mean, there are Bachar Bachanina. Look over here. 2 Musafim. Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Yantiv. That's a huge Chiddush, which tomorrow we're going to slug up. So I should say this Chiddush in the Mishnah. That anytime you have a Musaf, you give it another 9 blows. Why did we pick Erev Shabbos instead of Shabbos in the Mishnah? El Amar Rav, guess what? I have a better pshat than you. Lefi she'in toikim l'milui mayim b'shabas. In my sikum, and my chavrus agreed with me, I didn't even put in Reb Zeira because it's such a, it doesn't really hold. Rav's question is so strong that if you want to memorize, not that it doesn't belong in the Gemara, Chas V'Shalom, but to memorize the halachas that come out of this sugya, it's not in there. Omer Rav Levi she'in toikim l'milui mayim b'shabas. What does that mean? 12. We are not mentioning any of the 12. All these guys, all the threes, for Shari Eli, Shari Tachli, Shari Mila, not, it doesn't exist b'shabas. Why? The Batzri Tuva. So now, if you have 51 minus 12, you're left with 39. We don't do it on Shabbos. It doesn't push off Shabbos. We said, there's no, yeah? So Mela, then you don't even have 48. I want to get to the most. The Mishnah brought us a case of the most tkiyas, and that's 48. Your idea will leave us with 39. Ask the Gemara, okay. V'lisninami, Rosh Hashanah Shechali is b'Shabbos. According to you, that anytime there's a karban musaf, you blow the shofar 9 times. So guess what? Coming up in a week, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, not really Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. But guess what? There are 3 musafim. Did you know that on Rosh Hashanah, you bring a carbon Rosh Chodesh? Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. We read it. Milvad Eilas. What's the words? Milvad Eilas HaChodesh U'Menchasa. So no, it's not Milvad Rosh Hashanah. Milvad Eilas HaChodesh U'Menchasa. Right? So there would be a total of 3 times 9. 27 plus 21 equals 48. So I have another case of 48 tkiyas. So why did I pick Erev Shabbos that falls out on Sukkot and not Shabbos Rosh Hashanah? Look at those musafim. Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Musaf Rosh Chodesh. Musaf Shabbos. Says Gemara, Erev Shabbos Shabbatech HaChag Yitzirich Lei Lashminin Kedir Rebbe Lozer Ben Yaakov. Because over here I don't have this chiddush of that we don't blow the shofar on the stairs. I blow the shofar by the mizbeach. I want to tell you that chiddush, and that's a better chiddush for me. Says the Gemara, but you didn't answer the question. I didn't say Rosh Hashanah and not Shabbos or Erev Shabbos Sukkot, I should say, this one. I didn't say that. What I said is, say both of them. Why can't the Mishnah list 2? When the Mishnah brings an example, bring 2 examples. Erev Shabbos Sukkot and Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. They both have 48. Why is that not in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Tana v'Shir. Because the Tana doesn't go through all the examples. I bring you 1 example, you'll realize that there are other examples. But that rule, or that excuse in Teretz, only applies when there's more than 1 thing that you're leaving out. If there's only 2 items, then the Mishnah always brings both. If there's 3, 4, 5, I bring 1 and figure out the rest. Says the Gemara, my Shir, the high Shir. But what's the 3rd thing? I know of 2. I know of Erev Shabbos Sukkot, and I know of Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, 2, that you blow the shofar 48 times. What's number 3? Says the Gemara, Shir Erev HaPesach. Erev Pesach. The what? So here's Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. I didn't print it. Okay. No, I did print it, but I printed it wrong for this. Fine. Erev Pesach, ignore this for a second, the bottom thing. Erev Pesach, it says Erev Shabbos. Okay, so you have the 21, that's a constant. I know. Let's use this for a second. Erev Pesach, forget about Shabbos. Erev Pesach. So we learned in Maseches Pesachim, there were so many people, Bliya and Hara, that brought the carbon Pesach, there's not enough room for them in the Beis Hamikdash. So they split, they divided Klal Yisrael into 3 groups. And there's so many people per group that they said Hallel, they repeated Hallel 3 times. So every time they said Hallel, they blew the shofar. So one group said the Hallel. They said, Bekitzer, there's 9 tkiyas per group. And there were 3 groups. Right? Because they did Tkiya, true tkiya for every halal. Times 3 is 9, because they said halal 3 times. And you have 3 groups. Again? There was 3 groups. If we take each group said halal 3 times. That's how long it took the shech, all the karbanas, do all the zrika, whatever. And each time you say halal, you say tkiya, true tkiya. That's 3 kailois times 3 halals is 9. Times 3 groups, they repeated this 3 times. So you have again 27. 27 plus 21 equals 48. So here's another case of 48 tkiyas. Forget about this guy in the bottom. Says the Gemara, Ima Shumer Pesach Lav Shiuru. Daha Mani Rabbi Yehudahi. Oh, so we just turned to Daf Nudalam with Beis, Spatsim and MDY, Tilim Group. For all those who need Shiduchim, Refuz Yeshuas, please join Tilim.imindav.com and by Shlomo Lazarim from Los Angeles in honor of my wife. The Ha'amani Rabbi Yehudi, the Amar Meimayim, yeah, I did it on purpose. The Amar Meimayim Shalkash Lishis Loigia Loimar or Hafti Kishma Hashem. So he says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's so few people in the third group, they never said halal 3 times. They barely said halal once. Even the one time that they said, they never got to a Hafti. But they still blew the shofar, because you blow the shofar right before halal. So they got 3 tkiyas. So how many are they missing? They are missing 6, because the final group is missing 2 halals. 2 halals times 3 is 6. So mainly you have this for Rabbi Yehuda. You have 9 plus 9 plus 3, missing 6. So it's 42, not 48. This goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is 42 tkiyas, not 48. Now what's the very big problem? Because yesterday, if you look at the Gemara yesterday, what does it start off saying? The Gemara. Look at the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, where it says Gemara. It says, Masnisin de loy ki Rabbi Yehuda. Bam. Our mission that says 48 sounds cannot be Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you have to divide it by 3. It's only 16 sounds, because each 3 is 1 mitzvah. So how are you telling me all of a sudden that this is Rabbi Yehuda? Our mission doesn't even go like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Stam, I heard a vart, that the third kat is called kat ha'atzlanim, the lazy ones. Why are they lazy, says some Rebbe or something? Because they never got to a hafti kishma Hashem. If they got to a hafti kishma Hashem, Rabbi Schoenberg likes it. Okay. They show you ma'atim? Fine. The like Rabbi Yehuda, says Gemara. The like Rabbi Yehuda, Kimna, whatever the lashon here is, the like Rabbi Yehuda, our mission is not Rabbi Yehuda. Says Gemara, that's not a good kasha. Maybe he holds this idea of Erev Pesach, there's only 42 tkiyas, not 48. But he doesn't hold, like reviewed in our Mishnah, that tkiya, true tkiya, is considered 1 mitzvah. He holds it's 3 mitzvahs, like our Mishnah, but he holds that there's only 42 tkiyas on Erev Pesach, and that's why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah. So then why does our Mishnah not mention Rosh Hashanah? Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Give us 2 cases. All because there's a third case. What is the third case? Shir Erev Pesach Shechalu is Be'erev Shabbos. What happened there? I hope. You know what? Maybe I did print it. I didn't print it. Erev Pesach. What am I looking for? Erev Pesach Shechalu is Be'erev Shabbos. Here we go. This one right over here. Okay. Erev Pesach that falls out on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, we have the 6 shofaros to tell people to come out of the field and close the stores and not be Mechal Shabbos. So that's 6. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it adds up exactly to 48. You took off 6 because you're missing 2 from Halal, and you only had 42. So you add a 6, and now you have 48. So in this case, you have 48. So the bottom line is, I have 3 cases. I have the case of our Mishnah, Erev Shabbos, and Sukkos. I have Rosh Hashanah. You ask me why it's not in the Mishnah? Because I also have this. So now I have 2 cases that are not in the Mishnah. The Tana Vashir, the Tana gave us 1 example. You figure out the rest. Ask the Gemara, Ve'im Yisifin Al Arboim Vishmoina. It says the most you can get to in the Tkiyas are 48. Oh, here, this one right over here. Erev Pesach, which we already established is how many? 48. Oh, no, we didn't establish it. That was if it's Shabbos. 42, according to Rebbe, which is also Shabbos. Now, 42 plus 9 for the Musaf of Shabbos equals 51. And if you are Chachamim, who say that Erev Pesach is 48, because they have all the Hallels and everything is intact with the Hallel, it's 48. So 48 plus 9 of Musaf, 58, 57. It's 57 according to Chachamim, 51 according to Rebbe. Kiktani mi didis v'chol shana. So the Gemara, you know why I don't say? Because it doesn't exist every year. It's very difficult to find this case that Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. It's once every who knows how many years. V'lez v'chol shana v'shana, loy katani. Something that's not every year, I don't want to talk about it. Says the Gemara, oh, wait a minute, that's that I got you a little bit. Oh, to Erev Shabbos, shebetoich ha-chag, misa. The example of our Mishnah, which is Erev Shabbos on Sukkos, falling out of Mil Chalamayit somewhere. Erev Shabbos, Sukkos, that's the example of the Mishnah. It doesn't fall out every year like that. Now, I don't understand the Gemara's kasha so well. Maybe somebody will find it in the Aruch Lener, like, yes, it might be a klutz kasha too. It's very shchiach to have this. It's so unshchiach not to have this. We're going to give an example. It doesn't happen, but that example is once every. Over here, to have every Pesach falls on Shabbos is very not fine. So what does he want to say? Sometimes it doesn't happen. How? Very dummy. Here. So I took the old calendar that we were using. All the dates are mixed up. So don't pay any attention to any dates. Just pay attention to these circles. If Sukkos falls out on a Friday, Sukkos, you see the red thing? Sukkos is, this is Friday, this is Shabbos, this is Sunday. If Sukkos falls out over here, Ki Mikla Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos, I'm sorry, that's it. Ve'eredomi Genshchal Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos. So, if Yom Tov Rishon falls out on Shabbos, then the next Friday is already Shmini Atzeres. It's the 8th, you see, number 8. So Meila, I have a way that Erev Shabbos doesn't fall out on Sukkos. Says the Gemara, that's not true. It never happens. Why? Ki Mikla Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos. If that were to happen, if Chacham saw it's about to happen, such a case, Mitchi Dachinalei. In other words, I'm just thinking now, the Gemara thought, if it ever happens, then it's something that's not Shchiach, and I wouldn't even mention it in the Mishnah. Even if it could happen once every 25 years, let's say. Gemara says it never happens, not even once in every 25 years. Why? Because if this were to happen, let's back it up. Where does Yom Kippur fall out? If Sukkos falls out on a Friday, that means Rosh Hashanah fell out on a Friday. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Friday, 11 days later, is Yom Kippur, which is on a Sunday. What happens? That's a big problem. We don't want to have Shabbos and Yom Kippur back to back, because what if somebody dies on Shabbos? His body's going to be there for 2 days. It's really bad stuff. Also, Rashi says, the vegetables start spoiling. We don't want that either. So in Meila, if Chachamim see this is about to happen, they won't allow it to happen. They won't allow Rosh Hashanah to be over here. They'll make it, they'll push it off. They'll do 30 days so that Yom Kippur should fall out on a Monday. My time, if that happens, Yom Kippur happens, then Yom Kippur will fall out on a Sunday. And we can't have that. As the Gemara, do we ever push off a Yom Kippur like that? But nan, chelvi Shabbos kraven b'yom kippurim. Listen to this. We have a big machloikas, which we learned back in the day. What happens to the tamid, the evarim, the chalovim that have to be burnt on the mizbeach? So here's Shabbos. Your makriv, the carbon tamid, goes every single day on Shabbos also. When do you burn the chalovim if they're left over? On Yom Kippur. According to this man Domar, why? Because Yom Kippur has less kedusha than Shabbos. Burn it on Yom Kippur. New. You see that Yom Kippur is back-to-back with Shabbos. Who argues on that? Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equal in Kedusha. You cannot burn the Chalavim from Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Okay. When I was there by Rav and Bavel, he said, or they said, maybe he said, other halachas that prove this concept. Erev Shabbos that was Yom Kippur Shechal Yisrael Shabbos. Yom Kippur fell out on a Friday. They wouldn't tell people, oh, stop doing melacha. It's almost Shabbos because nobody does melacha on Yom Kippur. So there's no point to do a hazakah right before Shabbos. Ubemitzoy Shabbos, loyoyim avdilim, and Motzi Shabbos, they didn't do Abdullah Dirah Koli. Kislikis lahasam, ashkachti le Rabbi Yehuda, b'rei Rav Shimon, b'pazit Yosef, Omar, Rabbi Kivi. Fine. Rabbi Kivi is the one that says Shabbos and Yom Kippur are equal in the Kedusha. The bottom line is, you see that Yom Kippur and Shabbos fall back to back. Says the Gemara, loy kashi. Harabanan, ha acherim. Our Mishnah that says that you, ha acherim, our Mishnah that says that you push it off, you push off, Yom Kippur never falls out on a Sunday, goes according to Chachamim, goes according to Rabbanan. Acherim are the ones that say that never happens. Why? The Sanya acherim oimrim, ein bein atzeres la'atzeres, veimer Rosh Hashanah l'Rosh Hashanah, ela arbam yom levad. In other words, if atzeres, Shavuos, falls out on a Sunday this year, I know automatically, only according to acherim, that Shavuos next year is going to fall out 4 days later on a Thursday. Why? Because there's 50 weeks in the year. 50 times 7 is 350. And the year has 354 days. So there's 4 extra days every year. So what happens this year on a Sunday happens next year on a Thursday, and it never changes according to Acherim. There's always a month that's 29 days and then a month that's 30 days. There's 6 and 6. And that never changes, no matter what. Even if you're concerned about the dead people being there for 2 days, we're not going to change it, say Acherim. And if there's an extra month in that year, so let's think about it. How many days are there in a month? 29. The Chodesh Mover is always 29. Gemara holds now. 7 weeks, 4 weeks divided by 7 days is 28. This should be 28 days, but there's 29. That means there's an extra day to the calendar. So instead of having 4 days difference from year to year, so now we just added a fifth day. Okay. So, says the Gemara, fine. Meisvei, Rosh Chodesh Chalis B'Shabbos. Should we stop over here? Where's Menachem? Stop over here? But then every day we're going to fall behind a little bit. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Rabbi, I have to apologize to the guys on Zoom. Because of Slichas, I want to join the Olam in Slichas, which we're starting right now. So I won't be able to join the Olam. Have a great, wonderful day.